This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's unemployment rate fell in September. State economist Ryan Gedney says there are a lot of things at play in Colorado's economic forecast, like the Delta variant, a shortage of workers, and supply chain issues.
It's really just difficult to parse all those out, I think.
During the past 2 months, the number of jobs added to payrolls has slowed dramatically compared to late spring and early summer when vaccines became widely available. The state added a little over 5,000 jobs last month compared to more than 17,000 in May. The Front Range Passenger Rail Commission will spend nearly $4 million to look at the viability of a new line between Pueblo and Fort Collins. CDOT's David Singer says the studies will answer key questions like where the new line will be located.
That is the first question we'll be asking, is what is the desired route?
The research will take about 2 years and could pave the way for a public vote to raise taxes for the rail line. The system could cost between $1 and $10 billion, with some contribution from the federal government. The state has designated its newest community mental health center in the mountains. CPR's Matt Moret reports it's Colorado's first since 1989.
Eagle Valley Behavioral Health is an arm of Vail Health. It marks the state's 18th community mental health center and the second one serving Eagle County residents. This week, the county's planning commission approved the hospital's request to build a new facility dedicated exclusively to behavioral health. But the county board of commissioners still needs to approve the proposal. Mind Springs Health also offers services to residents in Eagle and Summit counties. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
It's mostly sunny and turning windy for this afternoon along the Front Range and in western Colorado. High winds around Grand Junction and breezy conditions for Metro Denver. This is CPR News.